bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I love to talk about men and women's health here on Talk Healthy Today. Today, we're going to be focusing on the gentleman. Okay, let's talk about men. Let's talk about men's health. Let's talk about testosterone, natural ways to boost your testosterone because you do lose it as you age. And here to talk about this is a wonderful Clark Bartram. He is performance and nutrition industry expert for Test Max Nutrition and lead advisor to the International Sports Sciences Association. Hello, Clark. Welcome to the show.
It is so awesome to be here, and I'm so excited to be talking to you. So let's go.
Woohoo! I love your energy, Clark. You obviously have a lot of testosterone.
Absolutely, man. I get so much. I'm ready to share it with everybody because there is a problem.
Oh, good.
Today,
all right.
That's for sure.
It sounds like there is. So why don't we start there? What is the problem, and what can we do about it?
You know, I speak to men on a daily basis. Probably I consult with 5 to 10 guys a day who are entering into my coaching program, and I listen to the same thing over and over again. I have no energy. I have no sex drive. I'm losing my confidence. I can't sleep. I just don't have it at the office anymore. So if you start thinking about that and looking back at a man's life, like I heard a guest as I was sitting on hold, and they were talking about sports and overdoing it. That's what we tend to do when we're younger. Like we're just going after it. But as we age, when our testosterone starts to dip, and some will argue that it starts happening at age 25, we lose between 1% and 2% of our testosterone a year, each and every year. By the time we're 50, 55, 60, we could literally be half the man we used to be as it relates to our testosterone and overall hormonal health. So that is the reason that we have no confidence, we have no energy, we have no sex drive, we have no desire to go in and get after the gym. And none of us are going to escape that. It's going to happen to everybody. And it's just really a matter of doing something about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I hear a lot about women and hormones and perimenopause and menopause and what we need to do and should you take bioidentical or synthetic or what's the difference. I don't hear this so much with men, so that's why I'm so glad you're here today. So let's jump into this. What can we do? And I mean, I would think nutrition is huge, hormones if needed. Am I on the right track?
You're absolutely. Nutrition is the first and foremost thing, and nobody in the industry will disagree with that statement. So I did a video the other day, and I talked about that. And here, I want everyone to think about this for a second. When women go through menopause, it's expected. It's expected at some point they're going to get on a hormone and do, like you said, either bioidentical or whatever. Whatever it is that they're prescribed by their physician, it is part of the process, a part of the change. But when men hit andropause, which is the equal to women hitting menopause, somehow it's like not acceptable. You're not a man. You know what I mean? And we look for all of these alternative ways to address the issue, and we jump over the single most important factor in helping any hormonal issue, and that is the food you put into your body. You know, the old statement of let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. We don't look at it that way, and we are killing ourselves literally because we're overstepping the single most effective thing that any person can do on this planet to help address hormonal concerns. I just got done speaking with my daughter. She's 26, and she's got some acne on her face, and she's a vegan. And I just said, Taylor, maybe there are some things that you're missing in your food that is causing your body hormonally to manifest with this acne on your face. So that is just the same thing as a man not having energy, not having a sex drive, and all of these sorts of things. We can fix it or at least get on the right track if we're starting to eat properly. That is the number one thing we got to do.
All right. Well, I want to address this vegan issue. So what are some of the things? Are you thinking there's a lack of B vitamins? She's not getting what she needs from red meat, perhaps, or other protein animal sources? Talk to us about this.
Well, so I could speculate all day long, right? And speculation is just simply guessing. And some people guess from a more educated and a more experienced state, but what I'm going to say is this, and this is what I consult with when I'm talking to these 5 to 10 guys a day. I really don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what nutrient is missing. And the only way to find out, and this is the next thing I asked her, I said, have you set up a blood test? Have you called your doctor? And that is the real basis for getting an educated answer to that question. You know, we could all speculate, and I don't care who you talk to. you know, the most educated vegan source in the world or anti-vegan source or whatever, and I'm not getting into that. What I'm saying is it's all just guessing until we look at our blood. So if you're a man out there and you're suffering from any of the things that I just said earlier, the number one thing you need to do is make a beeline to your doctor and go, look at my blood. It's going to tell you everything you need to know. So all of this other stuff is simply throwing stuff at a wall and hoping something's going to stick, because you could add B vitamins, you could add iron, you could add different, you know, protein sources. So she started adding bone broth to her diet because she did some research and her boyfriend got some relief from adding bone broth, and she's hoping that that's going to help her. But it's simply a wish at this time until you really have a clear indicator of what it is that you're lacking, and that can only be seen in the blood, in my opinion.
Okay, so when you go and get the blood test, what do you want to see? What are you asking for?
Well, I think you're asking for your trusted physician, somebody who's known you throughout your life, somebody who has a very clear record of what it is that you've gone through throughout your life, to look at it and go, here's what I see based upon my education and my knowledge. Here's where your cholesterol is. Here's where your HDL compared to your LDL and your testosterone compared to your estrogen and how your thyroid is functioning and how your adrenal glands are looking and all of these sorts of things. So there are markers in each one of those, and we just have to go line item by line item and look at them. And that's what a good physician is going to do. They're going to sit down with you and not just take 7 to 8 minutes like most are doing these days. Mine talks to me for so long, I'm like, doc, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to go. You've beaten this horse to death. And I love that. He will call me and hunt me down and go over my blood with me on the phone. So I think that is a message of, we really need to find somebody that we can trust, somebody who's not just shuffling people in and out, and someone that has an educated basis for discussing these line items and saying, look, here is what I'm recognizing. Because each one of those indicators, you know, have a reflection on something else in your body. So it's not just a matter of how much testosterone somebody has total, it's how much free testosterone they have available to use to offset some of the energy and sex drive and all of those sorts of things that men are suffering from today.
You know, I was curious too, in terms of the type of doctor. I know that an integrative physician, if you can, I think is more ideal, because I know that there's a lot of Western trained physicians that I've spoken with who actually say they got almost zero training in nutrition. So I think you really want to be careful. What do you advise on that? Because you could have a great physician you've had all your life, but they might not really know. They might tell you you're in the normal range, but there's a big range. I'm sure you've heard this, right? Where they say, oh, you're fine, you're normal. And then you see somebody who's more specialized in nutrition and they'll say, oh, no, you're on the low end or the high end, or there's definitely some room for improvement here.
Oh, you're 100% right. So these GPs, these guys, and most of them, if you look at them, you know, they're 60, 70, 80 years old, some of them. They just don't want to retire, and they keep, and they're keeping practicing, but they're not, they're certainly not nutritionists, and they have barely any education on that. And then let's shift that to the testosterone thing. Most of these guys are sourcing studies on testosterone that are outdated, that aren't up to what current standards and current, you know, research is showing us. You know, if you look at these guys who are researching testosterone, they're not seeing any indication that it's going to cause prostate cancer. They're not seeing indicators that it's going to cause heart disease. They're actually seeing the opposite of that. They're seeing that it's helping with prostate issues, and it's not what they thought it was. So this range that you speak of is crazy to me, because most every guy that I've ever talked to, and I'm talking to guys in 30s and their 20s, are on the low end of the average. Who listening right now wants to be on the low end of the average of anything in life? So if the average range is 300 to 1200, and I go to my doctor and he goes, oh, you're fine, you're at 300, you're within the range. Well, no, I'm at the top edge of the poor end. So if outer range is 299 and I'm at 305, why is that okay? Especially if I come into you and say, doc, listen, I don't have any sex drive, man. I don't feel good. And you're kind of whispering, because like I said about the women, this issue with men going through andropause is hush-hush. We're embarrassed by it. We don't want anyone to know that we don't get an erection in the morning and we don't feel good, and we're crying on a Hallmark commercial because our estrogen's out of balance compared to our testosterone. So these guys go, oh, you're fine, I'm not going to do anything for you. Oh, yeah, just eat right. Just eat right. You know, and they're just looking at these things. So, yes, you're right. You have to find a doctor that has got a blend. I love somebody that studies Eastern and Western and holistic and naturopathic and all of these different modalities and ways of thinking and learning. If we're not constantly educating ourselves, I think you should find somebody else who's really up to standards on what is available out there as it relates to research and helping these issues.
I completely agree. All right, so Clark, let's say you get your blood work, you find out your testosterone is low and you want to use food. What are some of the foods that are effective in building testosterone?
Well, you know, so this is where we could get into some gray areas, because a lot of people are going to, you know, say, oh, no, that doesn't work. All I'm saying is what has worked for me and the guys that I've been working with on a day-to-day basis. Now, everything that we eat should be sourced from the cleanest ways possible. So now when I say red meat is good, we need those saturated fats in our diet to help, you know, with cholesterol. You know, cholesterol has been made out to be this bad thing. We have cholesterol in our bodies for a reason, and that is the number one thing that starts this testosterone pathway in our body. So having good sources of red meat, that means grain-fed, you know, humanely raised.
Grass-fed?
Grass-fed, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. I just want to make sure. I'm like, wait, yeah. What are you telling me?
No, you're right, right. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. And here's another thing, too, is the way they are, I even hate to use the word slaughtered, but the way they're moved from life to food, you know, there's a process that should be happening, and we should source our food in the most humane way possible to get the best nutrients out of them in order for that process in our bodies to happen. So red meat is good. You know, there are things like white button mushrooms to help help stop the conversion of testosterone to estrogen, because we want to not just eat things that are going to boost our testosterone, but we also want to eat things that are anti-aromatase, that aren't going to allow certain foods and certain hormones like testosterone to convert easily into estrogen, because that too is what's happening. So if we just block some of that conversion from testosterone to estrogen by eating foods like white button mushrooms and cruciferous vegetables, you know, your broccoli, your cauliflower, your spinach, and all of the nice leafy green things out there that are available to us, those are going to help that conversion stop happening from testosterone to estrogen. And that's why guys are crying at Hallmark commercials, because they have more estrogen, you know, than they should in relation to their testosterone, because of the natural process that we go through as we age and because of the things that we're eating and the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis, like these endocrine disruptors that are everywhere around us.
Talk to us about that.
Okay, so if you walk through your house, so say you're listening to this radio broadcast right now and you just start wandering through your house and you go under the sink in the bathroom, you go in your shower, shampoos, conditioners, perfumes, deodorants, deodorizers, Lysol spray, all the stuff that you use in your bathroom, those are all endocrine disruptors. The endocrine system runs all of our hormones in our body, and most of these things in our household, and I would say that most every household, unless we're very conscientious of the things that we're purchasing and the things that we're using, are just jam-packed full of these things that we're putting on our body or we're exposed to a one degree or either a higher degree, that is affecting our endocrine system in a way that it's causing our hormones to get completely out of whack. So we should start going through our homes and looking at these things. Like, plastic is the number one thing. We hear about this all the time, right? Plastic bottles.
Yeah.
And that those things that are in these plastic bottles, basically what they're doing is mimicking estrogen. They're making more estrogen in our bodies. And that is really what is causing our hormones to be out of whack. So the bottom line is this. Every single person listening to us right now has some sort of hormone issue. It's there. You're not getting out of this life without having some sort of hormonal issue. And all I'm saying is you get back to the basics. Start eating right. Start limiting your exposure to these things that are killing us We're spraying perfume on our body. I mean, think about this for one second. A guy's losing his hair, and he wants to keep his hair because of his ego, right? No one wants to go bald, but he's putting a chemical on his scalp, and it's soaking in, and it's burning a little bit, and it's soaking right into you. What's the first thing it's going to be exposed to? Your brain is right there. You know what I mean? So if we just start thinking in common sense terms, our skin is just nothing but a huge sponge. We're rubbing these lotions. I put coconut oil on my body. I don't use normal lotion with all of these parabens.
I don't either.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know I'm getting excited here, and I'm just ranting, but this is very passionate.
No, I think it's great. Oh, I love your passion. I just wanted to mention, though, there was something that I wanted to share from Better Nutrition Magazine. I don't know if people know, but this show is created by AIM Media, Clean Eating Magazine, Vegetarian Times, Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness. And if you could use some help incorporating more natural products, remedies, tips into your life, Better Nutrition Magazine, they've created a 90-day program running June through August that can help you walk through some of the best ways to kick sugar cravings, get better sleep, reduce your stress, and much more. We all need to do that. It's called Go Natural in 90. You can learn more about it at betternutrition.com. It's a great program. And best of all, you can enter to win fantastic and fun prizes throughout the summer, including multivitamins, protein powders, herbs, green foods, probiotics, and more. So be sure to check out betternutrition.com. And I want to thank them so much for creating this show or being part of AIM Media and allowing me to do Talk Healthy Today. Okay, so, you know, we've got about 8 minutes, and you've touched on so much. So take us through like a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just give us some ideal meal ideas for low testosterone and for overall health.
So, you know, we're in a day and age where many of these macronutrients are being demonized, right? We're saying don't eat red meat. We're saying don't eat carbohydrates. We're saying don't eat saturated fat. We're telling everyone what not to do. And we're acting as if food is some kind of enemy. But the reality is this. Most of what we're eating is not food. It's a facsimile of food. It is a representation of once what was clean, but now it is made up. So instead of being very specific on what to eat, I want to say what I just said. We need to be aware of what to avoid, because there are so many things in our path that we're consuming that are killing us. So if in the morning you get up and your typical morning routine is this, and I know this from experience, most people get up and the first thing they do is have a cup of coffee. Now, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with a cup of coffee. But if when you get up, the first thing you do is having coffee in lieu of having water, then that's where the problem lies. So here would be my recommendation. So if you're listening right now, tomorrow morning when you wake up, the number one thing you should do is drink water. And I drink my water room temperature. And you should have at least 8 ounces of water to what? Start hydrating your body, to get your cells ready to go throughout the day and start operating on a high level. Because if your cells are dehydrated, there is no way you're going to be efficient on any level in anything that you do in life. Because all you are is one cell that's divided so many times, that is vibrating at a certain rate, clumped together, making you who you are as a person. And cells don't operate off of coffee and no food. They operate off of being hydrated and whole. So if you think of yourself on a cellular level and you start there, I promise you. Now, everybody listening knows that. But the question is, are you doing that? We all have a knowledge of, and now, not all of us, but I'm going to say generally, most of us have a knowledge of what's good and what's bad. But the question you need to ask yourself is, am I getting up in the morning and doing what this guy just said? Am I drinking water? And most people don't. So the next thing that I do, and I'm just taking you through my day, is I talked about those cruciferous vegetables, all of those things that are going to give us the phytonutrients that our body needs. So if we look at the earth, you talked about, you know, the company that sponsors this, and I heard vegetarian in there. You know, vegetables, man, and all of this stuff that comes straight out of the earth, and if it's organically farmed and it's not has pesticides on it, which are endocrine disruptors and going to screw up your system, and you're sourcing these things from a good place, and you eat that, like I drink something called Organifi every single morning, and I get those nice nutrients. It's an energy drink for me, and it's good phytonutrients. And then I'll have, you know, some eggs, some range-free, some good eggs, and I eat the yolk and everything. I don't throw the yolks away. You know, you need that cholesterol, so I'm getting my protein, I'm getting my carbohydrate, I'm getting my fat, I'm getting everything that my body needs. I'm getting those vegetables in that drink to start my day. So basically, I didn't cut out any of the nutrients that are there. You know, like people saying, don't eat fat, don't eat carbs. You have to have all of that, and all of that's there for a reason. So if you look at each meal and eat each meal in that way, and you eat it proportionately correct, which your hand is your best measuring tool, you know, fist, thumb, palm, right? Your palm is the size of the amount of meat or protein you should be eating. Your fist is the amount of carbohydrates, and the tip of your thumb is the amount of fat. That's a great measuring tool that God gave us in our body to not overeat. I think the big issue is people cutting out macronutrients and then overeating and eating the wrong, you know, prepackaged stuff.
Yeah, it's so right. It's so amazing how quickly the time goes by. You know, Clark, I encourage everybody to check you out because you are walking the talk and you look incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you're very handsome and you're in such great shape. You're obviously doing something right. I'm sure you're doing lots of things right. You know, Clark, before I let you go, I'd love to just know quickly when you first, this is a question I should have started with, when you first got interested in healthy living.
Yeah, you know what, and this is going to sound very kind of idealistic to people listening, but I was having a conversation earlier. I think I was predestined to do what I do. I think I was created to walk in the path that I'm walking in right now, and that is encouraging people to live healthier, encouraging people to think about their life. So I think it chose me. I didn't really choose it.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, tell us all the ways we can find you on social media. And your videos are great, so be sure to tell us how to see those as well.
Well, we have a lot of great information at Six Pack Shortcuts. It's a YouTube channel with 4.5 million subscribers. We do all sorts of great stuff on there. And again, my name is Clark Bartram. You could just Google me and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. I'm out there. And my program that is geared to helping men deal with their hormonal issues is called Test Max Nutrition. So if you go on YouTube and type in Test Max Nutrition, you will see all of those videos that you just spoke about that address these issues and get into more specifics about what to eat, when to eat it, why you're eating it. And that is where you're going to find a lot of information. And I do this private coaching group online when guys buy the program. So I'm dealing with guys every single day that are having issues with this, and they're all getting fantastic success. So I just really want to thank you for the time and the opportunity here to spread this message to more people, because the reality is there's an epidemic and we need this, and we got to cut out the confusion and just get straight to the point. And that's what we're doing.
Oh, I completely agree. And I'd love to have you back. I love your passion and you're so knowledgeable, and it's been really super fantastic. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Talk Healthy today. I'd love for you to follow us on social media. We've got some great things going on. You can check us out on Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast, Instagram at @talk_healthy_today, Twitter and Snapchat, at @talkhealthy2day. Thank you so much, everyone. And check out betternutrition.com as well.